is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. That's the point of the show. You can also go and get interactive at freetalklive.com, where you can, if you like, control the content of the website. So you find something online that you think's interesting, just submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com, and then other folks can vote on it. Other listeners of this program can cast votes, and the most voted up items make it to the front page and the top of the site. So head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. Unlike those other talk show hosts, our site's free. So enjoy freetalklive.com. So we've been chronicling the fall of Detroit over the years on this program and examining how things are going in this particular city, where you can see sort of an exaggerated example of what is happening on a lesser scale in some other places. Because generally, city governments are having a difficult time paying their bills at this point.
Sure.
That's because when the economy was good, times were good for the cities. You know, money just kept on rolling in, housing values kept going up. So
lots of projects were implemented, and, you know, like everybody, nobody wants to cut back. And cities, they have the luxury of, they don't have to cut back.
Not right away. Not right away.
Because if you don't pay them, if your boss doesn't pay you, you leave. If you don't pay them, they take your house. So they have a much larger amount of leverage on their bosses. I don't want to. You know.
Yeah, clearly we're not their bosses. Yeah. The serfs is what we really are.
When you talk about somebody who claims to own the land that you pay rent to, or quit rents, as they were known in medieval times, yeah, I mean, that's exactly what you are, serfs.
So we've kind of watched as this has gone on, and you've seen cities and towns across the country, even state governments, have been having very, very difficult times keeping the ball rolling as far as what it is that they, the size of their existing structure, and they of course are used to making it larger every single year, but all of a sudden here comes the bad economy and housing, you know, the housing bubble bursts and prices, the values of the houses in many areas have gone down, some significantly.
Yeah. But the state governments don't want you to have that lower valuation on your property either.
Well, they don't want you to, but eventually they have to value things lower. And so therefore they're not getting as much money year after year as they used to. And that has forced many of these guys in positions to where they actually have to cut their budgets. And when you have a situation that's exaggerated like you do in Detroit, where not only are times bad economically in Detroit, but people are also leaving Detroit. In fact, they've been leaving Detroit for a few decades. 50 years ago, the population of Detroit was something like double what it currently is today. I mean, this is what was a major U.S. city that is now a minor U.S. city in comparison to what it once was. And so it's fascinating to watch it. Just, you know, as an example, you look at the housing and commercial markets in Detroit. You can go on Zillow.com and pull up the current lists of houses available, and you can find houses for $1,000.
$1. I've heard stories.
Yeah. So
somebody would love to give you their free house in Detroit.
Right. And we've also seen other things, interesting things happening. Like, for instance, the Detroit police cutting back their hours to 8 hours per day of office hours. So you can't, like, here in Keene, New Hampshire, if I'm going to walk into the police department at 3 a.m, somebody's going to be there at the dispatch desk, and I'll be able to talk to somebody. But not Detroit. You just don't have that option. They're shutting it down. Now, there may be some wealthy neighborhoods.
Streetlights are shut down, too.
There's that, yeah. There may be some wealthy neighborhoods where police services go longer, but in some places in Detroit, last I heard, they were shutting down 16 hours a day of police services as far as walk-ins are concerned. They also have approximately 40% of the streetlights across Detroit are broken. And they, in addition, are going to shut down more streetlights to save the city money. So it's quite a mess.
And people are paying for private protection services. Now, the police have their offices,
that too, yeah.
Offices shut down to, you know, 8 hours a day, I guess, 5 days a week. And people are hiring private security services. So obviously the demand for security services is out there, you know, i.e. the police, but governments are such inefficient agencies because they don't have competition, which increases efficiency and innovation. They're such inefficient agencies that they can't even fill the market that is out there for, you know, I mean, they're demanding, they're not just demanding, they're forcing people to pay for security services, and then people will pay on top of that for more security services. Well, it's crazy.
Yeah, and it's also an interesting example. You mentioned these private security services, how quickly those cropped up. It's the marketplace will fill the gaps. A lot of people are very worried when they hear us on this program talking about ending the government's monopoly on services like roads and protection and fire, and they get very, very scared because, well, throughout our entire lives, it's governments that have provided these services in almost every place in this country. It's been that way, so therefore it must always be that way, right? Well, no, not necessarily. So in the case of Detroit, where the police cut back hours significantly, and by the way, even on the hours when the police are available, and by the way, they're still available at 911, but if you call them, they're not going to be there right away. The average response time is something like a half an hour for emergency calls in some areas of Detroit. So those people that live in those areas are arming themselves. They're taking training courses. They're bringing these private security agents in to do, you know, surveillance and, you know, keeping neighborhoods safe. But also, they're offering training classes to the civilians in those areas as well. So it's interesting to watch how the marketplace has jumped into the gap created by the government services vacating.
Well, I would argue that they're just alternative governments. I mean, what is a government to people? A government is an agency that keeps you safe and controls behavior. And that's what these agencies are doing. So they're just alternative governments. One can sort of argue as to what the point of a state that claims monopoly is. You know, what's that term that we should use for that? But, you know, I was listening to a historical podcast recently talking about the origins of the state. Where did this thing start? And really, it was just a band of thieves that got tired of traveling around. They decided to set down in one place. And,
it's a good scam they've cooked up.
And what did they do? They protected people from other thieves, but in the process that they extracted by force a certain amount of grains because of the agricultural revolution.
These guys aren't even protecting anybody at this point.
No, they're probably protecting somebody.
So maybe the ultra-wealthy neighborhoods, perhaps. But you call the police in Detroit, you're lucky if they show up at all down the road an hour later. So here's the latest from the Detroit Free Press at freep.com. Detroit will run out of cash a week from today, and this article was written on June 8th, so yesterday. So next weekend, next Saturday, Detroit will run out of cash if a lawsuit challenging the validity of the city's consent agreement with the state is not withdrawn, according to city officials. Jack Martin, the city's new chief financial officer, said the city will be broke by June 15th, but should be able to make payroll for its employees. He said the city will be operating in a deficit situation if the state withholds payments on a portion of the $80 million in bond money needed to help keep the city afloat. So they are in serious trouble. The battle ultimately could lead to an emergency manager if state officials deem the city to be in violation of the consent agreement that gives the state significant control over Detroit's finances.
Oh, yeah, because Michigan's going to be able to step in and fix Detroit's woes. I mean, you know, it's just one agency that claims monopoly privilege over a piece of land traded for another agency that's used to enacting monopoly privilege over a piece of land. I don't think that the state's going to do any better than the city.
How do you think the rest of the people in Michigan think about this essentially subsidy going to the city of Detroit for the rest
of the
It's got to
be infuriating. If you had a family and your inheritance was subsidized, you know, your parents took a certain amount of your inheritance and gave it to your loser brother because he couldn't get his crap together, or a loser sister or whatever, then how would you feel about that person?
Detroit, by the way, has already used $35 million of the $80 million that apparently they haven't even gotten yet. 855-450-FREE.
Just writing bonds on it. I mean, these people have, by these people I mean governments, seem to have a credit card problem.
Oh, yeah. 1-855-450-3733. Perhaps you are in or around Detroit or Michigan. You've got some comments on this or anything you want to talk about goes. 1-855-450-3733. More about the fall of Detroit coming up. It's absolutely fascinating to watch this. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great tasting, long lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready to eat meals, are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25 year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us on the air or online. FreeTalkLive.com is where you can go. You can download archives of this program going all the way back to late 2006. Enjoy them for free. and get as many as you want over at freetalklive.com. Plus, if you run a website, maybe you are a blogger, you'd like to add a forum to your blog or site, but you also don't want to compromise the privacy of your users, head over to plainboards.com and get yourself a plainboard, P-L-A-I-N, plainboards.com. Free to use anonymous message boards to anyone who wants one. You don't have to be a programmer. You don't have to be a webmaster. You can just be you and just go and create your own message board and share the link with your friends. There's no installation necessary, and, of course, you don't have to identify yourself to get one. Go to plainboards.com, P-L-A-I-N, plainboards.com. As we continue with the latest on what's happening with Detroit, where they are essentially about to go broke. These guys have been having a very difficult time running their city because, well, people are leaving. They are out of there, and the population of Detroit has been dropping significantly over the last few decades. It's down now, I think, to half of what it was about 50 years ago. And
many
addition,
people would claim that this is the problem that Detroit has. It just doesn't have enough people, so, you know, because it's a shrinking city, its budgets are shrinking, and, you know, that's just going to happen.
Well, but part of the reason why Detroit is shrinking is because they regulated themselves to death. I mean, the government there got so big and so onerous that people who are productive, people who are business owners, basically started looking around. You know, if things get bad enough, you start to consider other options. I'm going to move my business to some other place because the tax rate's too high. The regulations are too strict. I'm going elsewhere. And then you leave, and then people lose their jobs, or they come with you, and then those people leave.
Lots of places have lost their manufacturing base, and they still have, you know, a viable municipality. And one has to sort of ask, why would this particular large municipality lose it? Because it lost its manufacturing base to some extent. Why would it shrink so dramatically? And, you know, I think that there's a pretty good argument. One, I mean, you know, why do occupational licenses exist? Why do cities tell businesses whether or not, you know, you have to spend this amount of money to get this piece of paper so you can hang it on your wall so you can open up for business?
Why does that exist?
Yeah,
protect existing businesses from competition.
Do you mean protection in kind of the mafia way?
That's exactly what I mean. Yeah,
I mean, that's really all it could be.
So if you regulate so much, you get a stagnant business atmosphere. Businesses want to leave. They want to turn around and go and find a more friendly place to do business. They take their employees with them. As the economy gets worse, the economy gets worse. You know, it's a cycle, kind of an effect. So it's interesting to watch this. They've been cutting back dramatically on governmental services that everybody expects to have, like, oh, I don't know, lights on the street in an urban area. They're cutting those back to about 50% of what they were.
Some streets, there's one person living on it anymore.
Yeah, in 10, like 1 out of 10 houses in some neighborhoods are occupied. It's terrible. And of course, once things go downhill, you know,
when you don't have, when you don't have police on the streets and you don't have street lights and you have one house on that street that has, electricity where you can see the lights, mm-hmm. You know, there's no one to hear your screams. I mean,
sure.
You know, that just leaves it rife for anybody who wants to come along and pillage.
Absolutely. And having no street light means that crime is much more likely to occur because you can't identify the perpetrators. These criminals go to dark areas for a reason, and it's just terrible what's happening there. We'll give you more detail here. This is from the Detroit Free Press talking about how essentially Detroit's going to go broke if the state government continues to hold back $80 million in revenue sharing that was used essentially as collateral for interim refinancing of bonds issued in March so Detroit wouldn't run out of cash. They already have used $35 million of the $80 million, and according to the letter from the deputy treasurer of the state, they will no longer be able to draw down any more of the money. If our city runs out of money, said Detroit's Mayor Dave Bing, he said there's no bigger crisis that we could have in our city, saying that his frustration level is off the charts. Council President Charles Pugh said that he and several other council members want the city's top lawyer to stand her ground on the lawsuit she filed challenging the consent agreement as a violation of the city charter. Pugh said of the warning that we feel like the city will be broke by next week, that might be an exaggeration. I guess he wants to wait and see. He wants his attorney to stand their ground on this lawsuit. There's some sort of an agreement, a consent agreement with the state. I don't know what that really entails. Sounds very bureaucratic, but essentially you've got bureaucrats fighting one another once again in a budgetary situation. And we've seen where state governments have shut down before as a result of a budget battle that, you know, the two sides can't come to an agreement, so essential state services will be shut down. You've seen these news
stories. Oh, yeah. You know, they're never going to do away with the sort of auxiliary services that are out there. It's always going to be the essential ones.
Right, and you know, everybody manages to get through it just fine. Whenever the state shuts down, everybody is okay. It's all right. And some people freak out about it, but I always wish that they'd shut down for longer so people could get used to the state not being around.
The people that rely the most tend to be the, you know, the ones that go to, say, the senior centers or the youth centers or things like that. They're affected. You know, people that may have, you know, be calling for these essential services or whatever they are, they're certainly affected. Those people are affected. If you have come to the point where you're relying upon the state to take care of you, then, yeah, you're going to be affected when this organization is having financial trouble. And it's a really inefficient organization. It doesn't know how to manage its money. There isn't a lot of evidence that municipalities and states and governments anywhere can manage their money.
No, and really that's the most important part of this article. It gets into more detail here, and I'm not going to share that with you. The Detroit Free Press reporting on this mayor and this other guy, this other bureaucrat, this, I guess, the head of the council president, Charles Pugh. These guys going back and forth, essentially arguing over whether or not the city's going to go broke or whether or not there's some legal wrangling here as far as, well, you know, there's a corporation that's a subsidiary of the city and it's not the same thing as the city, so it's involved and so it may not have to, you know, there's all kinds of like legalese questions.
They created all these entities and then all these entities have rights.
But the ultimate, it really doesn't matter whether the mayor's right and the city's going to run out of money, or the council president's right and the city's not going to run out of money and that they're going to get the payment from the state. Like, he's basically saying, yeah, the state's going to pay us. It doesn't matter about this lawsuit. The state's going to pay us. And maybe he's right, maybe he's not. It doesn't matter. What matters is they're teetering on the edge of total financial collapse. And nobody knows for sure what's going to happen come next Friday. That's the most relevant part about all this. What does happen if the city runs out of money? Because they say here that they have enough money, they believe, to cover payroll. But for how long? For a week? How much money do they have sitting in reserves to where they can keep paying their bureaucrats to show up to work? What happens when that runs out?
You know,
how many bureaucrats are going to show up to work if they know there's no paycheck at the end of the week?
I, at one point, was speaking to a former law enforcement officer who was talking to me actually about you and your activism. And he said regarding you and not having enough principles to stick by exactly what you believe. I guess you had made some kind of compromise or some way or another with local law enforcement. And that he never compromised his principles and always believed in what he did. But I wonder how many times he would have gone to work if the paycheck wasn't there.
Mm.
You know, I mean, really? That's not compromising if you're doing it for money?
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us, of course, here on the air. Bring up whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com, get interactive there, and enjoy all the features. So once again, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is one of those features. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to access that. It's totally free, of course. bbs.freetalklive.com.
I don't know if you've got any kind of connectivity problems at your house with your Wi-Fi, but we did have it at my house, and I found a product from the C. Crane Company that really fixed the problem. It's called the Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3, and you can go to ccrane.com and check it out. But this thing will allow you to get Wi-Fi connectivity for up to a mile. I mean, if you walk a few feet, oftentimes, or there's a wall in between, you're going to start losing bars on your Wi-Fi. And if you've got a big house, or say you've got your home offices on your property, but it's a little ways away or something like that, it can be very difficult. This product makes it easy. It's going tens of yards on my house, but it can go up to a mile. As a matter of fact, we saw other Wi-Fi, what do you call them, networks,
mm-hmm.
On mine.
SSIDs.
I could see them at my house, which you know what that means, but other people don't. I mean, there's nothing but you can't look at out my property and see the neighbor's houses.
Yeah, Wi-Fi is not supposed to go that far.
And it does. With the Sea Crane Company's USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3, Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. And you can go to ccrane.com, that's ccrane.com. If you can't go to the website, then you probably don't need a USB Wi-Fi USB antenna. But it's just ccrane.com. When you mention Free Talk Live when you're checking out, you can get a free flashlight. Who doesn't need an extra flashlight? It's an awesome little thing. So that's ccrane.com, and go check one of these things out.
Toll-free number here again, 855-450-FREE. We're discussing the situation in Detroit, which continues to deteriorate over time as the housing bubble collapses. Detroit's property taxes going down dramatically, combined with also people leaving the area in droves. Over the years, many, many people have left Detroit. In fact, I remember the example of one of the soccer stadium, which originally was built for several million dollars.
It was not a soccer stadium initially. It was a football stadium that got turned into a soccer stadium for a Canadian team. It sold for, was it 600?
It sold for 600,000.
600,000. I mean, at the time, I was just stunned by that. They were still in the midst of housing prices going up at that point. So I think it was maybe 2005 or 2006 when it occurred.
Not long ago.
I think so, but, you know, I could be wrong. You're talking 600,000. I mean, that's an expensive house.
Yeah.
But this is for a stadium. Now, I can't imagine what the property taxes would be on this monster.
They're having some serious financial problems, to where they're teetering on the brink of total governmental failure, in that they won't be able to meet payroll after a couple weeks. They're going to be broke as of next week if they don't get an influx of cash from the state government. Now, according to a different article over at the Detroit Free Press, the attorney for the city of Detroit, Crystal Crittenden, filed a lawsuit last week saying the consent agreement between the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan was void and unenforceable. Because, she claims, Michigan owes the city $224 million in revenue sharing, plus more than $1 million in unpaid water bills, parking tickets, and other debts. Under the city charter, Detroit can't enter into contracts with entities in default to the city, so Crittenden challenged the consent agreement under her authority to investigate violations of the charter. However, the state government guy is responding, saying the state of Michigan is not in default to the city of Detroit at any level. I mean, essentially, what you've got here is a creation of the state. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that that the city is subservient to the state in the state of Michigan. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
There are certainly home rule states, but usually that's the case.
Yeah. So you've got an entity that is beholden to the state, attempting to tell the state, you owe us $224 million. You need to pay. And the state's saying, no, we don't. Now, of course, this is going to go to court in the state courts. So who do you think has the advantage in this particular lawsuit?
I don't know. I mean, they all have taxpayers that they can milk for the lawyers that are going to fight this out.
But it's a state court.
I don't know. A
state court, meaning the judge is paid by the state, not paid by the city in this case. And so, you know, the city says one thing, the state says another. Only time's going to tell. But basically, the state is telling the city, you better pull your lawsuit, or you're not going to get these millions of dollars. And then come next weekend, you're going to be broke. And essentially, the council president has responded by saying, well, we don't really think that's the case. We think that even if the state, we think the state's going to pay. We think they're going to pay up the end. So basically, the council president wants to just, you know, roll the dice and see what happens come next week. And I think it's absolutely fascinating to watch this.
It is fascinating. It's like somebody who's in complete denial about their spending problems. You've got to live within your budgets. And for whatever reason, municipalities and states and governments, they don't do that. They don't have to do that.
Nope.
And I guess, they've got the capital. By the capital, I mean you. If they claim your labor and they claim your land, they own you. So, you know, they parlay that capital into bonds and, you know, sell it and
well,
get more
money.
Well,
the thing is, they don't completely own you, because you can always go to a different plantation within the 50-plantation spread. So,
but it's very expensive to switch between states or switch between governments. I mean, plenty of people, very wealthy people, are, say, moving to the Channel Islands rather than being in England because the taxes are much lower there. And so people will,
right,
do that.
But my point was, they don't truly own you in that they can't necessarily keep you on their plantation because you can go to the next plantation over. You're going to be owned by somebody.
They have a monopoly privilege on the land. And as long as you exist on their land,
resource.
They own, you are part of that land.
Right.
You are like any other wild animal on that land. They can do what they will with you.
This is true. You are a resource for them. But that's part of the thing. They can't necessarily control all those resources and where they end up going, and so now they're in a really sticky situation. Your thoughts are welcome here at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you're experiencing something similar. We know that Illinois, for instance, has also been having budgetary crises. California is another location. 1-855-450-3733. Let's talk to Mark, listening in North Carolina. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and another Mark.
Well, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
you guys are talking about Detroit, and Detroit has happiness history. They got a former mayor that had 7 felony convictions, done time in prison, and then one of the headquarters for a corporation in Detroit hired him in Texas after he'd done his prison time and offered him $120,000 a year salary to sell some kind of medical tracking software. Another city councilwoman who's married to a congressman, John Conyers, she did time in prison for accepting bribes. Half the city's bribes, they got the county, Wayne County, which Detroit is in. The whole system in Detroit is just a gang of liars and thieves, robbing, raping, and pillaging the entire city.
Mark,
sure, but it's like that in every city.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you know of a city that's not like that?
Well, yeah, but how many cities got mayors that are in prison for assaulting county sheriffs? I mean,
well, it's just that in other cities you don't know what the mayors have done because they just haven't gotten caught yet.
Well, that is true.
And, yeah.
But the thing is, when they say they're out of money and then they got the bonds and they've been securitizing on everything, it's just amazing how us, the people, all we can do is just sit back and watch them just pillage and just run everything into the dirt. It's sad. It's just a sad story.
Well, I don't know.
Everything that's wrong with municipalities seems to be wrong by 100 times in Detroit.
Mark, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, it's just right. It's a magnified version of what's going on elsewhere. Corruption is everywhere. Thuggish cops, dangerous governmental affections on your liberty or controls. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. It's bad everywhere. It's just that we get to see the gritty detail in Detroit. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30
30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. And if you like the show and you appreciate the fact that the site and the features there are totally free, maybe you want to voluntarily support Free Talk Live. There's an easy way to do it. It is by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Proceed to enter Amazon through the links you'll find at shop.freetalklive.com. Then get your shopping done. Get the stuff you're looking for. Get a great deal. Get it delivered to your door. And you'll help Free Talk Live at the same time. So it's the same great Amazon you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate link. So Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase. Go to shop.freetalklive.com to get your shopping done. A little bit more on what's going on in Detroit, because this may be coming to a city near you. Maybe you don't even live in Michigan. You're saying to yourself, well, why does this even matter? Well, it matters because it's an example of how things go, or can go, when a city fails. And inevitably, force always fails. I mean, force creates unintended consequences, and force is the tool that governments use to gain compliance with their diktats and their orders and their taxes and the money that they want to extort from you. If they couldn't use force, then they'd just be another business entity. They'd be another entity offering services to an open marketplace, which is ideally what they should be. I mean, I have no problem with fire protection and police protection, as long as they're actually protecting people, of course, and not arresting peaceful people. But ultimately, those functions should be funded by consent, not force. And that would be, I think, a big change and go a long way to making governments more responsible. Because, Mark, you were pointing out earlier that governments are not fiscally responsible. And why should they be? They can use force on people to extract more money from them if, They want to.
I heard this explained, and it's explained very, very well. Well, you know, when the most responsible situation is when you earned your money and you spend your money.
That's correct.
The next most responsible situation is when you are spending, when somebody, let's see, somebody else is spending your money, and then like the least responsible.
When you've approved somebody to spend your money for you. So like a trusted
agent or something like that. So
spouse.
So you're spending, you know, your money that you didn't earn. And then the least responsible situation is when you're spending money that you didn't earn at all. You had, like, no relationship to the money. And
right, when a total stranger is spending your money.
Right.
They're not going to do near as good of a job.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got it kind of messed up. When you're buying something for yourself with money you didn't earn is the next most responsible situation. And then the least most responsible situation is when you're buying something for someone else with money that you didn't earn is the least amount. Oh, well, you know, give them that. You know, whatever.
Yeah, who cares?
You
not your money.
Who cares? And that's what governments are. It's, you know, the purchasing of stuff for other people with money that isn't theirs.
Right. Year after year after year after year. And, of course, they always want to grow their programs. So I've been looking here at what's going on in Detroit, where they're essentially poised to go broke starting as of Friday. Not yesterday, but, you know, this coming Friday.
Right.
If the city does not come to terms with this lawsuit that has been filed against the state, the city's attorney essentially filing a lawsuit to try to get the state to, I guess, pony up. They're claiming the state owes them millions, like $200+ million, whereas the state's saying, no. Nope, we have no obligation to you whatsoever. And I bet you they're right. I bet the state's right that ultimately they don't have any obligation. Even if the state did say that we're going to pay you these revenue shares, because that's what they're expecting. They're expecting to get a portion of state-level taxes. Even if the state made that claim, remember, at least on a personal level, when the state tells military members that they're going to do something for them and reneges, there's no liability on the state's part for reneging. And I can't imagine there's going to be liability found by state courts that the state government is liable for reneging, if it's true they reneged, on the agreement with the city of Detroit.
It's also kind of funny that they can actually get some kind of court hearing inside of this week or whatever when there's people sitting in jail right now wishing for speedy trials that have been there for a year and a half or 2 years. I mean, you know, when the government wants something from itself.
They may not get the court hearing this week, which is one of the reasons why the state's saying, hey, look, this thing's not even going to wrap up anytime soon, so you really should drop the lawsuit. I mean, essentially, the state's in total control of the situation, right? So the state government, being their court system, can basically drag their feet on hearing this particular lawsuit. Let's say the state knows it owes the city the payments, but it can still just drag its feet on the lawsuit, putting the city in a difficult financial shape. They're already in difficult financial shape, but in much
putting
more difficult.
Putting the pressure on
critical,
them.
Putting them in a more critical financial shape. Because essentially this consent agreement here, there's a graphic from the Detroit Free Press kind of lays it out. Essentially, the Detroit City Council went to the state because they're having financial troubles, and they basically agreed to certain things, like, hey, we need help. Tell us what to do. And so they came up with this agreement that essentially says that, you know, they've got to hire on a chief financial officer, a chief operating officer, so they're creating more governmental roles for the city. There, you know, there's now a 9-member body that will advise and review all fiscal matters. Then they, you know, get into details on what that will be. The mayor and council would retain their roles but would agree to restrain their powers and privileges in certain circumstances. And, you know, there's more about collective bargaining agreements, the money that they're going to receive from the state in response to doing all these things, but under the failure to comply provisions, if the city defaults on its obligations under the agreement, the state can withhold revenue sharing payments. And that's exactly what the state's doing, is it's saying, well, you know, you haven't done what you said you're going to do. This agreement hasn't panned out, so we're holding back these payments, and now the city's about to go broke. It's fascinating. Let's go to you and your thoughts. 855-453. Patrick is in Youngstown, Ohio, listening to XM Satellite Radio. Hey, Patrick.
Hi. This is a common Rust Belt theme that you guys are talking about, because several years ago I was listening to the Michael Savage show, and he was talking about Youngstown, Ohio, and he was saying a lot of the same things that you guys are saying about Detroit, like it was a city in decay. And I'm a trucker, so I decided I go through Youngstown a lot. So I decided to start stopping my truck there and checking the town out. And I would stop my truck, I'd get my bicycle, and I'd drive around. And I thought it was a nice town, so I bought a house there for $25,000, and I like it a lot. And I think that if I would buy a house in Detroit if I could. I think it probably has a lot of big city amenities that people can't get anywhere else.
Are you talking about Detroit having big city amenities?
Oh, yeah, I drive through there all the time. There's pockets of prosperity in every decaying town. Like, I guarantee you can go to Detroit and find nice neighborhoods. It's not an entire slum.
I believe that's probably true. I mean, there are still people living there, and I think that there are going to be a variety of different economic circumstances in those areas. Although that said, there are some really terrible places in Detroit right now where streetlights don't even exist. 1 in 10 houses are occupied. The police don't respond when they're called. And I don't know very many people would want to buy houses in those areas, which is why you see houses on the market for $2,000 and nobody is buying them. So anybody that wants a house in Detroit can afford a house in Detroit. You go ahead and get a mortgage for $2,000. You're paying like $3 a month or something like that. It's not hard to get a house.
I've been through Youngstown and Detroit. Right, and I haven't seen places like in Youngstown where you're talking about one occupied house on a street of 10 houses or something like that. And, you know, I think that this is just writ large. I agree that in metros that are having, you know, decay, that you can get some real bargains as far as where you live and that kind of thing. And if you're able to live in different places, that this might be a bargain for you. I don't know. Detroit seems worse to me.
Well, and those amenities you're talking about aren't going to exist if the city goes broke, even in those more wealthy areas or those more well-to-do areas, I don't think the full level of services that you expect might be there is going to be there as of 2 weeks from today. And it's already been cut back, like with the streetlights being cut. The streetlights are broken in most places, and they're going to be cut back even further. So, not so many amenities.
They can afford to have a Grand Prix every year, Detroit Grand Prix. And I think it's close proximity.
I don't know if that's an example of anything, really.
Close proximity to the University of Michigan and also to Canada, I don't think it's going to dry up and blow away. It's not, you know, geographically, it's only about 20 miles wide by 12 miles long. It's not really that big of a city.
Well, Patrick, you know what I mean, and what they're talking about doing is actually cutting down the size of the city, which could result in some interesting things happening. If you know, the metropolitan area known as Detroit is made a tenth the size it currently is or a third the size or whatever, then that's going to result in those outlying areas having their own political autonomy at that point, perhaps to run things a little bit differently, a little bit better, and that could result in some booms perhaps in those areas with less government involvement, less regulation. But either way, there's not currently a real movement for people to move into Detroit. I mean, you're saying you would move into Detroit. I'm telling you, you can go and get a house tomorrow for $1,000 in Detroit. So there's no reason why you couldn't have a house in Detroit should you really want them. But yet, nobody's moving into Detroit. People are leaving Detroit. So when that's happening, it can be kind of tough to turn that trend around, especially when you've got a government that refuses to cut back and is instead just going to go ahead and just go whole hog broke.
But what do you think about, say they leave Detroit, they might just be moving to Livonia or Sterling Heights or someplace that's a suburb, you know? Because there's a lot of suburbs that surround it.
But at that point, they're not helping the metro. The metro's not getting any money out of them.
Yeah, and they're not getting any money out of the state either, which is going to be their saving grace if anything does save them. And it looks like they may have to appoint an emergency manager and the state may completely take over operation of the city. Patrick, thanks
for
the call.
Maybe the Chinese will move in.
I appreciate hearing from you. It's not a bad idea. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Hour 2's next. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live. Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live365, and MP3 Tunes. With C Crane's CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C Crane Company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.